Dear Editor, Richmond Residents Petition for New Bus Loop Plans. I'm writing regarding the proposed temporary, 5 to 10 years, Steveston Bus Exchange. Recently, TransLink presented their proposal to the Steveston 2020 Group. Similar to the recent news on the Land Act changes, the public and affected residences were not included at this time. TransLink's proposal is to basically to kick the can down the street. None of the issues of the current situation are resolved and, in fact, there will be additional congestion, safety and environmental issues. The proposal will not only move traffic, noise and emissions down the street, but do so in a much more concentrated way. There will be 197 buses, about 10 an hour, circling a small block with residences and a daycare in the middle. The emissions will be substantially higher for the people who live and work in this area. Safety concerns around sight lines are perhaps better, but the narrow streets and pedestrian-friendly areas take a huge hit. It's not safe for the 40 kids being dropped off and picked up on 7th Avenue and not safe for the many residents and visitors who walk from the village to the park. In 2020, city councilors shot down moving the bus exchange to the community center due to congestion during the busy summer festivals. Gary Point has festivals and events all year. There are running and sports events, car shows, a kite festival, a Christmas tree collection, the Cherry Blossom Festival, which attracts visitors, not only during the festival itself but at least the week leading up to and the week after, Bullhead Derby and the Canada Day and Salmon Festival celebration on July 1. In fact, Gary Point doesn't need a scheduled event to be busy. On any sunny day, the park is filled with people enjoying barbecues, the beach, family picnics, fish and chips, a walk around the park, kite flying and even the occasional wedding, creating a lot of traffic in and around the park. When it's snowing, it's one of the few hills for little ones to sled down. It's even more congested in that corner of Steveston if there is filming. Also missing from their presentation is the environmental impact. It is my understanding that 7th Avenue was a canal and there's a pipe underneath. That stretch of Moncton Street is part of the dike system and there are the fuel tanks for the marine fuel barge off of that stretch. Has anyone considered the impact of 197 buses daily on these roads and the surrounding environment? If they damage the street or the tanks, who's responsible? Would it impact the ecosystems in and near the river? What if it affects the homes inside this proposed concentrated bus loop? They say it's temporary. Couldn't all the parties sit down and find a better permanent solution? Aren't health, safety and the environment important? Lynn Selinger, Richmond.